Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. It is co-host Sue Tabb and Kendra Petroni joining you this morning. We are very excited to be joined by a woman who is breaking glass ceilings, paving the way for other exceptional women to be the champions of change. She is Joan Corey, who is the first and only woman to be elected to the board of directors for the Teamsters Local 25. These are the kind of women we like to talk to here on this program, the pioneers. Hello and good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Kendra and Susan. Thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity. You have no idea. But more importantly, I want to thank you both and your whole network there for your commitment to educate, enhance awareness of women, which truly inspire all of us. So thank you so much.
Aww, thank you for saying that. We appreciate that so much. First, I'd love for you to tell us, Joan, about the Teamsters Local 25. Who are your members? What is your mission? Give us and some of our listeners a little background, if you would.
Okay, Teamsters Local 25, obviously a labor union, and I can proudly say to you, probably the most, I mean, obviously I'm very partial, but and I will say the most recognized labor union, not only within the Teamsters, but just union labor across the country. And we represent a wide range of industries and members, everything from public safety, public sector, a whole host, global companies, national companies, cities and towns, public safety. And actually, I'd like to give, if I could, a shout out, because this week is actually emergency 911 dispatches, which I represent our first responders in its appreciation week. So hello to all the dispatchers that may be listening, and we appreciate everything you do, and you make sure that all our police, fire, EMTs get home safely every night to their families. So thank you.
You know, Joan, it's always been called an international brotherhood. Is that changing? And do you hope that maybe your leadership role will open doors for other women?
It is changing, but first I'll note that actually women have been very instrumental in the long history of Teamsters in general. We were the first engaged. If you go back, actually, in war days, World War II, when many of the men went overseas, the women stepped up and stepped into those positions while they were at war. They drove trucks. They were military. So, and then when the men returned back to work, the women stepped aside, and the men returned to their jobs. So the history is rich and deep as far as Teamsters recognizing women. And certainly, I feel being the first woman, President O'Brien certainly believes strongly in diversity. As you mentioned, I'm the first business agent ever for Local 25. And absolutely, my goal is to advance as much as possible in that direction for other women behind me.
Yeah, talk a little bit, Joan, about the motto is Teamster Tough. What does that mean exactly? And it's really not gender specific, I'm assuming, because women and men can both be tough. So talk a little bit about what that means. Maybe that what mean what that means to you.
And sometimes that's misconstrued. And unfortunately, historically, people sometimes look at that as a negative. And it's quite the reverse. Well, Teamsters are some of the largest hearted giving people in every which way possible. When we do get tough, I mean, we stand up. I mean, our goal is we fight for people that may not have a voice, particularly in the workplace and beyond that, even in community. But as far as the workplace, you know, you have many employers that, you know, do the right thing, and you have some that not so well. So dignity in the workplace, it is extremely important to us. And if we find that people are not behaving, employers, we're gonna push back, and we're gonna make sure that everyone is treated with dignity and fairity, and safety is a huge thing. We're gonna enforce safety. And obviously, from an economic standpoint, we negotiate strong contracts, which provide the members and their families to live a good life and to have, you know, basic necessities, healthcare, you know, the opportunity to maybe someday be able to purchase a home and just to live a reasonable quality life. So in that sense, yes, we are tough.
I'm sure with the pandemic that, you know, it's a challenge for any essential worker because they've been on the front lines from day one. They've never been working from home. They've been staying with it from the beginning. Can you talk a little bit about some of the work you're doing to support members, to keep them safe, especially through these crazy times with the pandemic?
Sure. It's literally, and I've talked about this numerous times, it's a day-to-day challenge. I mean, things seem to be leveling off a little bit, but from the start of this pandemic, it has affected every industry in different ways. Continuously things we have to watch because, again, we represent one example. Anything that's related to travel, so the airport, Massport, Air Canada, anything related to, you know, the catering businesses for the international flights, those have all been impacted in different ways. There's been many layoffs, but the ones that have been working, PPE, social distancing, have all been challenging. You talk about even, you know, cities and towns. So many of them, it's a combination, hybrid, some working at home, everything needs to be safe. We represent healthcare workers. I mean, respiratory therapists, talk about frontline. And, you know, nursing home workers, people that are transporting the ride, East Boston Neighborhood Health Center, our drivers that are transporting people to be either COVID tested. So, you know, have had to keep a close watch on that, making sure everyone's safe in every respect. I mean, UPS workers, you know, every industry is impacted, and that's why we're basically working 24/7 in making sure our members, our brothers and sisters are kept as safe as possible and not overworked during these difficult times.
Yeah, big thank you for that. And thank you to all those workers, because you can't say it enough what they've been through this last year or so. Joan, what do you wish people knew about unions, or what do you think some of the misconceptions are maybe about unions?
I think certainly the most obvious misconceptions, and it tends to be, you know, people want to go back in time and, you know, refer to, you know, thugs and corrupt and all this. You know, I can't speak to those days gone by, but what I can assure you, there is no more transparent teams local than Local 25. And we are all about the dedication, the commitment to our members. We work tirelessly. It's not a job for us. It is a lifestyle for us. We are committed. We give 150% of ourselves to community, to the workplace, to our members. And, you know, it's kind of like that old school. I mean, I grew up you know, my grandparents, you know, came from Canada, came from Ireland. You know, the men worked typically in the railroad. They were laid off. The women stepped up. They went out and worked. They cooked for families, whatever needed to do. So it was ingrained in us very early on, young age. Always respect your unions. They set the bar. They set the standard for everybody. So that's what we continue. I mean, we are classic in that respect. Classic kind of old school, just out in the community. And just really dedicating our lives, it really is a mission on just trying to improve lifestyles for families.
Yeah, Joan, you also work on the Teamsters Local 25 Women's Committee, and you do incredible work in our communities. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yes, we have a great women's committee, both at Local 25, and we were also members of Joint Council New England Women's Committee. And one of our more recent missions has been with Hawks, and they're basically provide service to victims of domestic violence residing in 23 cities and towns throughout Massachusetts. They're located up in Salem.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to our members, our brothers and sisters. At our last membership meeting, we were able to donate monetarily $6,000 to that organization, and we will actually be doing a virtual walk coming up in May. So that's one thing. We're very active also in autism. That's Local 25 itself. We're the premier New England fundraiser for that. And I understand this month is actually Autism Awareness Month. We also are partners with the Russell Elementary School in Dorchester. And for the last couple of years, we've donated backpacks full of school supplies. So we're very proud of that. And veterans, our heart is with the veterans. Unfortunately, this year and last year, we haven't been able to visit with them with COVID restrictions, but we've also sent care packages over the years, overseas to the military. So I can't be prouder of all the women in all the good work that we do.
Well, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. And we've been talking with Joan Corey, who is the first and only woman to be elected to the board of directors for the Teamsters Local 25. Let's get back to our conversation. You mentioned that you do a lot of work with Autism Speaks. And you know, I think I mentioned this to you off the air. I have two sons, both on the spectrum, so it is a personal connection for me. Why is that cause so important? And can you talk a little bit more in detail about the fundraising efforts that you do for Autism Speaks?
Again, it's our premier event. And our next big gala is now been rescheduled for January. And there's a lot of information online, and we can forward that to you. But this has been President O'Brien's, you know, key mission. And even during the pandemic, we were able to continue to contribute to all the organizations.
Joan, talk a little bit about who's influenced you in your life. I mean, you're obviously a role model as a female and out in the communities, you know, doing all of this. In your career, I'm assuming you've had a lot of women that have served as role models to you?
Well, I'll say I've certainly, my careers have led me to always pretty much predominantly male-dominated professions,
mm-hmm.
if you will. Without question, as far as female role models, my mother and father both built a terrific foundation for us and always encouraged us, stress the importance of being in community, being educated, always follow your heart, follow your dreams, and do on to others as you would have them do on to you. So I think that has carried me away a long way in my awareness and openness and communication and diversity.
Do you have a certain motto or like a mantra that you live by? I mean, what kind of things motivate you every day? I'm so curious to know.
I would say always looking out in a way for the underdog and trying to build them up encourage them in any way that we can, in just to help people and to understand and be open. And I tend to gravitate towards people that don't look like me or don't talk like me. And sometimes the most challenging settings, in particular when I think of some of our membership groups where we may have six or seven different languages. And if I can just go out there and sick and we may be trying to communicate and we're literally speaking a different language or a different culture. So I tend to certainly gravitate to that and find it to be the most interesting work.
Joan, talk a little bit about your career path, how you got where you are today in terms of this leadership role on the board at the Teamsters. Lay it out for us, how you got here.
From square one, well, I will say, if I go back to my college days and I look back and I looked at what's going on today with students coming out, when I came out of college, basically I had debts and started looking for jobs. And at that point in time, I mean, there was really limited opportunities or professions that women were entering into. And I had to be self-supportive. So I started branching out. And initially, and there was an economic downturn at that point. So I looked at, okay, where are we going? And I started looking at male dominant. I went into construction for a while because I learned early on, well, you know what? There's a clear man's money, and that is to enter into construction. So I stepped into that and then gravitated at that point in time. I got into, there was a downturn and there's mortgage financing, banking, you know, turnover, lots of financing. So I entered into that arena, if you will, lending institute, and then acquired some designations into becoming a real estate appraiser, which I worked for lending institution as an independent. And then eventually rolled into, I transferred that skill set and went into public sector and worked in assessing as a real estate appraiser for ad valorem tax purposes. And at that point, I worked for City of Reuben as the appraiser, mm-hmm. and had an organizing drive and reached out to Teamsters Local 25. We wanted to organize department heads and middle management, and they guided us through the process. And we became Teamsters, proud Teamsters, and from day one, and again from my early childhood, it was always enforced into us, always respect your unions. My sister was in the union. So I jumped in, all in, and in a relatively very short period of time, through hard work, determination, believing in the mission, in the cause, have rise through the ranks.
What do you hope that your legacy will be, and what do you hope that other young women will look to your leadership role and believe?
I certainly hope that my best days are to come, and I want to be able to mentor in a bigger, in a better way, and set an example. So that would be my ultimate goal as we move forward. And there certainly is a lot of opportunity to do that on the local level and on the national level. So I look forward to that.
And I think a lot more women are getting into more male-dominant fields now. Wouldn't you agree? A lot of trade, you know, doing work with their hands and things like that. Are you seeing that?
Sure. And just in general, I mean, when you look at our membership, I mean, a lot of people think Teamsters, okay, typically, I mean, it started off a lot of, you know, trades, trucking and whatnot. But we represent so many industries that have women in them, like I said, in hospital settings, in public sector, certainly driving trucks, every industry, out at the airport, the airlines. I mean, there's so many. So there's certainly more opportunity and people see the benefit. I mean, when you're in a local, when you with a union, particularly the Teamsters, there's really less gray area. Uh-huh. Women are certainly a lot closer, if not exactly the same as men. So there's been great strides made in that area, particularly with the Teamsters Union.
We're actually almost out of time already, but we want to thank you for all that you do. And I'm sure that you still have much work ahead in these times, but we are so grateful for your insight, for your example, and your words of wisdom. Thank you for what you do and for the inspiration you are to other young women looking to do maybe non-traditional things or break through those barriers to pioneer change. It was such a pleasure talking to you today, Joan.
Likewise. And Kendra, I appreciate what you do. And let's, ladies, the problems, let's stick together and let's do this. I believe the best
is to come. I love
You're
it.
You're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies. Keep up the great work.
You as thank well. You. Stay safe. And thank you so much, Joan.
Take care.
Thank you to Joan Corey, board member for Teamster Local 25, for being our guest on Exceptional Women today. We wish you continued success in all you do. You are one of the change makers we talk about, making a difference in our communities. Thank you for sharing so much of your story with us today.
You've been listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. It is our honor and privilege to provide a platform for people who are out doing meaningful work. Thank you for paying attention. Thank you for helping us create engaging programming. We'd love to hear from you. If you know someone who is making a difference, just email us or send us a message on our Magic Facebook page. I'm Sue Tabb, and along with my co-host and producer, Kendra Petroni, we'd like to invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 7:30 for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day.